Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Kuf Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Beis. We are in the middle of a discussion featuring Eiver Min HaChai. Does it or does it not apply to unkosher variety animals? We saw in our last shiur the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, who mentions that based on a pasuk, Eiver Min HaChai is applicable to tameim, to unkosher variety animals. The Gemara at this point asks, why is it necessary for Rebbe Yehuda to cite a pasuk to back up this position, to serve as a source for this position, when you could have applied the concept of Iser Chal al Iser, where a latter prohibition attaches to an earlier prohibition. You had an animal that was already forbidden as a behemoth tamea, and now by removing its limb while it's alive, namely Eiver Min HaChai, that is an additional iser, an additional prohibition, so that in addition to eating an unkosher variety animal, you're also eating a limb from a living creature. And if you should argue that ein iser chal al iser, this is a case of an iser chomor. Let us, an iser chomor being a more stringent type of iser, and that is so in the sense that this is an iser, this is a prohibition that applies even to Gentiles, to Bnei Noach. Let us now read this inside. V'Rebbe Yehuda, Loma Le'Kra, why does Rebbe Yehuda need to cite the posuk that he did in our previous shiur in order to see that as a source for Eiver Min HaChai applying to unkosher variety animals? Lasi Iser Eiver, let the prohibition of Eiver Min HaChai come and Lechul Al Iser Tuma, and attach itself to the previous prohibition of unkosher variety animal, Shikain Isuro Noheg Bivnei Noach. And this being so, even if you happen to hold Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, but since we're dealing with an Iser Chomor, a especially strict prohibition, Eiver Min HaChai, in so far as that it applies to the Bnei Noach, Iser should be Chal Al Iser. So the Gemara says, In Hochinami, you know, you're right. V'chi Itzdrich Kro. We don't really need a pasuk for Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Yehuda would have come to this conclusion anyway, that Eiver Min HaChai is binding when it comes to unkosher variety animals as well. Why then, or for whom is the pasuk needed? LeRebbe Elozer. The pasuk is needed for Shitas Rebbe Elozer. Now, Shitas Rebbe Elozer is such that even that without the pasuk, because he holds Ein Iser Chal Al Iser, even when you're dealing with a second Iser, which is an Iser Chomor, the only reason that Eiver Min HaChai, according to Rebbe Elozer, will apply to an unkosher variety animal is because of the Psukim. Tanya Nami Hochi. We have now a Tanaic source that supports Rabbi Yochanan, whom we saw in our previous shiur. He is the one that cited the Psukim as the basis for the Tanaic opinions that we saw, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elozer, and the Rabbanan. So here the Gemara brings a brisa that in which you find these psukim serving as the source for these shitas. And it's also noteworthy that when we introduce the first opinion, namely the opinion that states that Eiver Men Achai applies to Behema Tamea as well, this source will feature only Reb Elozer as opposed to Reb Elozer and Reb Yehuda, and that is in light of the Gemara's conclusion that we just said. So the source says, Eiver Men Achai Noheg Bivehema Chayov Ve'Of Bein Tamea Bein Tahora. The prohibition of removed limb from living animal, from eating removed limb of from living animal, applies to all kinds of animals, whether they be kosher or unkosher varieties. Shenema rak chazak levilti echol hadam. And from that posuk, which, by the way, as we saw earlier, continues with the source for Eiver Men Achai, where it says Lo Sochal Nefeshim HaBosar. So from this section of the pasuk we learn, Kol She'ata Metzuval Domo Ata Metzuval Eivorov, all creatures that you are prohibited in eating their blood, you are likewise prohibited in eating the limb removed from them while alive. V'chol She'i Ata Metzuval Domo, those creatures that you're not commanded with regard to their blood, and that will include fish and certain types of insects that are categorized as chagovim, even though chagovim are mutter themselves, or we should say they are mutter, and there is no blood restriction with regard to them. So they're in this category of kol she'iato mitzuva al domo, i'ato mitzuva aleivorov, divrei Reb Elozer. Those creatures that you are not commanded regarding their blood, fish and chagovim, likewise, you are not commanded regarding their limbs. And that's Reb Elozer. V'chachomim omrim, the other opinion says, Eino noek ela b'tahurim. The prohibition of Eiver Men Achai applies only to kosher variety animals. Shinemar lo yisoichal hanefesh im habosar, ela bosar l'chudei. Thou, you shall not eat the nefesh with the bosar, nefesh being understood to be the limbs while the animal is alive, but the basar alone you can eat. That's what the pasuk implies. Now, from this we learn kol shebasara mutter ata mitzuva leivorov. Those creatures whose meat is mutter, it's those whose limbs, when removed when alive, are forbidden to eat. However, those creatures whose flesh is not allowed, all the unkosher variety animals, camels, horses, etc., ein ato mitzuva alivorov, you are not commanded with regard to an Eiver Men Achai restriction. Rabbi Meir Omer, eino noheg elo bevehemo tahuro bilvad. Rabbi Meir is more limited than the Rabbanan, and they say that Rabbi Meir says that Eiver Men Achai is binding only with regard to domesticated kosher variety animals. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, there is no Isser Eiver Men Achai when it comes to, let us say, birds, for example. The next few lines of Gemara are characterized by names. All this leading up to the question of my time of the Rabbi Meir. What is the basis of Rabbi Meir's a position where it's Eiver Men Achai is limited to Behemot Tahora Bilvad? You'll notice with regard to the names that we have a long marking to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara. We've written in the word Shemos, names, with a vertical dash line indicating that there is no halachic information in these next few lines, just a list of names. And each one of the names, you'll see each one of them, there's only one name that changes, so to speak, and it's the whoever happened to be the father of the rabbah that's being quoted here. And we've highlighted that with the markings. The dash, the dotted underline, is the only name that really changes as we go on with this list of names. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Chizkiya Tamar of Yosef, V'amri lo, another version is Omar Rabo Bar Shilo, Omar of Chisda v'Tamar of Yosef. You notice that they are quoting Rav Chisda and some say Rav Yosef, but that happens in each one of these names. And now a third one, V'amri lo Rabo Bar Simi, Omar Rav Chisda v'Tamar of Yosef, Mai Taimo de Rabbi Meir. You'll notice, by the way, before this section of names, there was a simen, names in the parentheses. It said Shmuel, Shiloh, and Simi. These were the names that we've dot underlined. But otherwise, all the names are the same. So the question that we have led up to is, what is the basis of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, who just said that Eiver Menachai is limited to Behema Tahora alone. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'zovachto mibukorcho mitzonecha. This happens to be in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Shortly after that, you run into the Pasuk featuring Eiver Menachai, which we saw cited above, Pasuk Chof Gimel. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, Machloikes B'Yisrael. Before continuing, we should just point out that the Pasuk of V'zovachto mibukorcho mitzonecha features Behema Tahora alone. And after that is the Eiver Menachai prohibition. So Rabbi Meir attaches the prohibition of Eiver Menachai to that which it says in this pasuk concerning Bokor and Son, which represent kosher variety domesticated animals alone. So Rav Gidol Amarav says that the Tanaic controversy that we've seen till now applies to Jews. In other words, a Jew who eats the limb removed from a living horse, for example. That would be a point of controversy. Is there an Eiver Menachai prohibition that applies to that? Avol, Beven Noach, Divrei HaKol, Muzer Al Tmeim Ketahorim. However, when it comes to Gentiles, all opinions are in agreement that Gentiles are restricted from eating Eiver Menachai regarding all types of animals, Tameim and Torim, unkosher and kosher variety as well. Tanya Nami Hochi. We have a Tanaic source that supports this. Eiver Menachai ben Noach Muzer Olov al Hatameim Ketorim. Limbs removed from living animals. When it comes to a ben Noach, he is warned against eating those limbs from unkosher as well as kosher variety animals. V'Yisraelinu Muzer Elo al Hatahurim Bilvad. Jews, though, are restricted only to the Eiver Menachai of a Tohor type creature, Tohor mean kosher variety. Now, we've dashed underlined the word Tahurin because as the Gemara continues, there are two opinions in dealing with this word. Iko di'amri Tahora, Rabbi Meir. Some will say, some versions have this source as reading, instead of Torah, the word Tahora. Torah meaning limiting you to Behema Tahora. Behema Torah. And that was what we saw above in the name of Rabbi Meir. That Eiver Menachai is very restricted to just that category. Iko di'amri, another version, has it in the plural, Tahorim V'Rabbona. Torah meaning Chaya and Oaf as well. Tahorim, kosher variety, undomesticated animals and birds as well. That would be in conformity to the Rabbonon. There, of course, is another sheet of Tanoim that this source does not reflect, but that's the sheet of Rabbi Lozer that Eiver Menachai applies to unkosher variety animals as well. But the purpose of bringing in this most recent Tanaic source was to show primarily that Eiver Menachai applies to Ben Noach, Gentiles, across the boards, namely whether it be Tameim or Tahorim as well. Omar Rav Shizvi, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We have a Tanaic source whose purpose is to show that the Rabbonon would be Moide, the Rabbonon will concede that a Ben Noach, a Gentile, is Muzhar concerning Eiver Menachai by a Behema Tameo as well. We have a source that supports this. It's a source that needs a little explanation. We continue reading. Ochal Aver min hachai mimeno. One ate a limb removed from it while it's alive. Now, what's the it? Mimeno? That's an of tome, an unkosher variety bird. So this source says if one eats the limb ripped off from an unkosher variety bird while it's alive, eino sofeg arboim, v'ein shchita mitaharosa. That's the source. The first point, eino sofeg arboim, means he will not be guilty of lashing. And the second point is, shchita, the slaughtering of it, does not enable one to eat from it. This is a bit vague, and as we go on in the Gemara, it will become clarified. Bimai, this last point that said, ein shchita metarsa, what is this referring to, or to whom is it referring? Ilemo b'Yisrael, if you were to think that it's referring to a Jew. In other words, the shechita of an unkosher variety bird will not enable it to be eaten. Well, if it's referring to a Jew, pshita de'ein shechita mitarosa, it's obvious that shechita doesn't enable it to be eaten. After all, it's an unkosher variety animal. By slaughtering an unkosher variety animal, that's not going to make it mutter to eat. So, what is this seifa, this ein shechita mitarosa, coming to tell us? Elo lav. Rather, it must be Bivnei Noach. It's referring to Gentiles. And what it is saying is that the mere slaughter of it does not enable the Ben Noach to eat from it. In other words, while it's still flapping around, it's been slaughtered, it's officially had its neck cut, but it's still flapping around. It's what we call Mefarches. Shechita is not enough to enable it to be eaten. It's considered still alive with regard to a Ben Noach eating from it. So, Michlal the Osir. From this, we can see that the Aver Min HaChai from an unkosher variety creature is forbidden. So we see that the Rabbanan concede when it comes to Ben Noach that they are Muzhar on Tameo Mishum Aver Min HaChai. Rav Moni Bar Patish Rami. Rav Moni raises looks at this source and says it seems to be contradictory. That's Rami Reisha Asefa Umeshani. He raises a seeming contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha indicated that Eino Sofek Arzaboyim, that there is no violation. The Seifa said that Shechita is not effective, indicating that there would be a violation. Umeshani, and he answers, Reisha b'Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about Jews. That a Jew who would eat from the Aver Min HaChai of a Nof Tomei is not going to get, is not going to suffer 40 lashes. The Ein Shita Metarosa, the Seifa, that is a reference to Gentiles. That's v'seifa b'vnei Noach. The reason for the ratio that says that he's eino sofeg es arboyim, so Rashi points out, the eino noheg b'tmeim. It's not, Aver Min HaChai does not apply to unkosher variety animals. So this source, as we saw, as we explained earlier, this source is in accordance with those shitas that hold that Aver Min HaChai is limited to kosher variety animals. So the Reisha, which features Yisrael, features Jewish people, and therefore the Isser of Aver Min HaChai doesn't apply to the limb of an unkosher variety animal. We will come back to this source in the upcoming piece of Gemara because there still needs something to be clarified here. Before going on in the Gemara, let us glance at the outside margin. We have a nosei, a topic heading, and we call this Dino Shel Rav. in the Gemara, Rav will be quoted as having as saying, "Eiver min achai tzorech kezayis." In order to be in violation of eating eiver min achai, one would have to consume an olive quantity of it. We will notice after Rav says his halacha, triangles appear, and these are explained under our Mivneh heading, where we've written a featured triangle, and we've written Kushos al Rav. These represent questions or challenges to Rav's position. The Gemara, Omer Yudom Rav, Eiver Menachai Tzorech Kezayis. In order to be in violation of Eiver Menachai, one would have to eat an olive quantity. My Taima, why is that? Answer, Achila Ksiva Bei. The Pasuk that speaks about Eiver Menachai uses the word Achila. In fact, we saw this pasuk at the top of this Amid. It said, "Lo sochal hanefesh imaboser," which was the source for Eiver Menachai. So, in that pasuk, the word sochal, lo sochal, appears. And when you see the word achila in the Torah, we know that is a reference to an olive quantity in amount. Mosiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram raises an objection from a Tanaic source. It says here, Ochal Eiver min hachai mimeno, eino sofeg es arboyim, v'ein shchita mitarosa. We dealt with this source earlier, and as we mentioned, we would be coming back to it, and here we are. It says, and we explained the resha of this source, referring to a Jew who ate Eiver Menachai of an Ov Tomei, of an unkosher variety bird. He doesn't get lashed. There's no Malchus. Now, this source at the same time mentions that there is an Eiver Menachai problem, because we see in the Seifa that a Gentile cannot eat based on the Shechita alone. So we see that there is an Eiver Menachai issue featured. Now, the Isalka Daitoch Bo'inon Kezayis, if one were to think, like Rav says, that you have to have a Kezayis in order to be in violation of Eiver Menachai, then why does it say here there are no lashings for a Jew? Tepukle de Ko'ochal Kezayis Tomei. Why not conclude that he is worthy of lashing, he's in violation of eating a Kezayis of Ov Tomei? Forgetting about the prohibition of Eiver Menachai for a moment, there is still a problem of eating an unkosher variety animal, in this case, a unkosher variety bird, and for the violation of negative commands, there's a penalty of Malchus. Once again, even if it's not Eiver Menachai, so why does the source have this clear exemption from Malchus? The Gemara answers, Kid'omar Rav Nachman, based on that which Rav Nachman says elsewhere, Bemashihu Bosor Gidin Vatsamos, he says that there is a Kezayis quantity, but it's not a Kezayis of meat alone. It's a minimum amount of meat, less than a Kezayis. However, the sinews and bones that are in this piece all together add up to a Kezayis. So, hocha nami, so to hear, like Rav Nachman says there, we will explain this source the same way, b'mashu basar gidin v'atzamos. Therefore, as far as behema tomei is concerned, or ov tomei, the violation of eating ov tomei is accomplished only if you eat a kezayis of meat of the ov tomei. In this case, there isn't a kezayis of meat. Therefore, as far as Ov Tomei is concerned, there is no violation. As far as Eiver Min HaChai is concerned and the requirement of having a Kezayis, well, there is a Kezayis. Toshma, the Omar Rav, we have a Kasha, and this Kasha is coming from something that Rav himself said. It says, the Omar Rav, and we turn to to Amid Beis at the top, Ochal Sipor Tehoira B'chayeha B'kolshehu. If one eats a kosher variety bird, well, while it's alive, even if it's a kol shu in amount, and the violation here would be aver min achai. Right away, we dashed underline b'kol shu. We see from here that you don't have to have a kezias, an aleph quantity, in order to be in violation of aver min achai. The halacha that Rav says goes on b'misasa b'kezias, in order to be in violation of nevela, in the case that the Sipor Torah is dead, one would have to eat an aleph quantity. The violation of nevela is obviously not aver min achai. Aver min achai means from a living thing. Nevela is it's dead. Eating from it when it's dead is violated only if one eats a kezias. Utameya, when it comes to an unkosher variety bird, bein b'chayeho, bein b'misosa, b'koshu. If one eats a bird, and we're talking about eating a complete bird, so whether it's alive or it's dead, there will be one will be in violation even if it's a kol shehu. Now, as far as tamei is concerned, well, when it's alive, there would be a violation of aver min achai. And when it's dead, one would be in violation of eating a complete entity called beria. And when you have a beria, so you don't need to have a kezias. But for our purposes, what we want to focus on right now is the top line where it says if one ate a tzipor tahora, one ate a living bird, while it's when it's alive, he would be in violation if he eats a kol shehu. That shows us that aver min achai is applicable even if it's less than a kezias. So the Gemara answers, hocho nami, so too over here, b'mashu basar, gidim v'atzamos. The amount of meat is less than a kezias, but there are gidim and atzamos, there are sinews and bones that all together equal a kezias. So as far as aver min achai is concerned, in order to be in violation of that commandment, one would have to consume a kezias amount. Toshma. You notice that this is also a triangle. We have a long marking that accompanies this. You can see the number 3 in the space, the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, with a vertical descending dashed line. The fact that the 3 is in a triangle indicates that this is a question. Notal tzipor she'ein bo kezias v'ochlo. Rebbe poter. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Machayev. Person took a bird that doesn't have a kezias to it. It's very small. Rebbe, the first opinion, says there is exemption. And the explanation here is that, according to Rebbe, a complete bird, a complete live bird, is not an aver, is not a limb. In other words, something that's whole, something that's complete, as far as Rebbe is concerned, he doesn't view it as an aver, aver min achai. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon holds that it is a violation of aver min achai, eating this complete living bird. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Kal v'chomer. And Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon argues his position using Kal v'chomer logic. Al aver mimeno chayov al kulo lo kol shekein. If for eating a limb of it, you would be in violation. And it should be pointed out that Rebbe Lozer is talking to Rebbe. Apparently, Rebbe would agree with this point. If you would have eaten a limb of it, you would have been chayev. So for eating the whole thing, certainly. Now, that is enough to create the question. We see here that according to all opinions, and the Gemara will point this out, that had you intended to eat just a limb of this, of what? Of something ain bo kezias. The whole thing doesn't have a kezias. There would have been guilt. So we see from here that aver min achai doesn't need to have an olive quantity, kezias quantity, in order to generate a chiyuv, according to all opinions. The whole machlokas here is paradoxically if you eat the thing whole. The source goes on, chonka the achla, if you strangled it, in other words, killed this bird that has no kezias, and eat it, then divrei hakol bekezayis. Everyone will agree that you'd have to have a kezayis. Being that it's dead, it's now an issue of nevela. And as far as nevela is concerned, there you need a kezayis quantity. Now the Gemara develops the question, Ad kan lo pligi ela, demor sovar b'chevel evorim oimedes. Up till this point, there is a machlokas only concerning this. When something is alive, is it viewed as ultimately to be dismembered? Something alive, is it viewed as if it's in limb form? So the first opinion that's quoted here, Mor Sovar, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the second Deya in the source, he says, Bechayel, even when it's alive, le'evorim omedis, it's destined to be dismembered. And as such, when you eat it complete, even before it's actually, even without pulling apart its limbs, it's viewed as if it's in limb form, and hence it's called Aver Menachai, even though it's whole. Umor Sava Rebbe, on the other hand, says, B'chayel la b'chayvorim omedis. When it's alive, it's not destined to be dismembered. It's not omedis to that. It's not designed for that, so to speak. Therefore, if you're eating it whole, you're not eating a limb. However, the Kuliyamomiya, everyone is in agreement, Rebbe and Reb Elazar Shimon, the Kuliyamomiya lo bo'inon kezayis, that as far as a requirement of having a kezayis, that everyone agrees you don't need. And we tried to explain that as we learned the source, that when Reb Elazar ben Shimon was arguing to Rebbe, he argued saying that had you eaten a limb of it, you would have agreed he would have been chayav. And we're talking about something that as was featured in the source as not having a kezayis. This is the question then. We see that for the violation of Eiver Menachai, you don't have to have a kezayis quantity. That's a kashan Rav who said you do. Omar Rav Nachman. So here we finally see Rav Nachman at his source, so to speak. Up till now we were drawing on this Rav Nachman to answer the other questions, but here is the point at which Rav Nachman himself answers that this source is B'mashu Bosar Gidivat Samos. Really, there is a kezayis. The source that said She'ein Vo Kezayis, it really means there isn't a kezayis of meat, but there is a kezayis altogether. The Gemara asks, Umi Iko Midi, is there such a thing, the bekulei les bei kezayis basar, that the whole thing altogether doesn't have a kezayis of basar? And that was illustrated by the source in the Seifa. We said that there is, in this case, there would be no violation unless there was a kezayis. That's as far as nevela is concerned. So we have something that until you have a kezayis, the whole thing together doesn't have a kezayis of basar, and yet ubechad ever is kezayis b'mashu basar ginevat samos, and yet one limb of it has the mass of kezayis by virtue of the little meat plus the gidim and atzamos. In other words, could that be? Could there be such a creature? Let's go over it again. Where the whole creature, on the whole creature, on the whole bird, you don't have a total of a kezayis of basar, but on one limb, you'll find a kezayis of quantity by virtue of the fact that you are including the bone and sinews, as well as the little bit of meat. Omar Rav Shravya in. There is such a creature. It's called the Kalnisa. It's a type of bird. The Kalnisa is a very scrawny kind of bird. It's a bony bird where there is altogether, there isn't a kezayis of basar on it, but being that it's bony, if you take into consideration, you take one limb of it, the bone and sinews together with a little bit of flesh will have a kezayis of quantity. Well, Amos Seifa. Using this approach, let's now state the Seifa. It says, Chonka v'ochla divrei hakol b'kezayis. If you kill it, then everyone agrees you will have to have a kezias of meat in order to be in violation. The Gemara asks, V'ha kalnisa oif tomehu. The kalnisa happens to be an unkosher variety bird. The Omar Rav, and Rav said earlier, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, and you just align this with the arrow you find second line from the top, you'll see where Rav said it. Rav said, Tamea, bein b'chaya, bein b'misosa, b'mashehu, that when it comes to an unkosher variety bird, you don't need to have a kezias. A mashehu is enough to create violation. So then, why would the source be saying, and we are of course understanding the source is not in contradiction to Rav, so why would the source say that you need a kezias if this source is in fact describing a kalnisa? The Gemara answers, Elo ke'ein kalnisa. It's not talking about the kalnisa, literally, which is an unkosher variety bird. Rather, it's describing a kosher variety bird that has the same characteristics of a kalnisa. It's a very scrawny thing, meaning it lacks meat, though it's a very bony kind of bird, and therefore, since it's a kosher variety bird, in order to be in violation of Neve law, that's the safe of the source that spoke about Chontigler being strangled, there you will need to have a kezias. But as far as the big topic that we've been discussing, Rav's din, when it comes to eating from it when it's alive, you do need to have a kezias. And the source that said ein bo kezias, that's a reference to the flesh, to the meat. But together with the bone and sinew on one limb, you will have a kezias. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a marking scheme. We have a double underline here and a few lines later. And we have Abaye featured in a volcano. Let us take a look at the outside margin to see what we are trying to accomplish. We have the double underline featured under our Nosei Mivne heading. These are Shnei Memros Shel Rova, two comments of Rova, B'yachas L'Rebbe V'Rebbe Shimon. These are comments that Rova makes with regard to the Shitas of Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Li'el that we saw earlier. B'inyan Machsheves Ochlem, concerning a person's intention with regard to the food he's about to eat. After Rava presents his point on each occasion, you will see that Abaye asks a question. So with our markings, in order to create a sense of structural balance, we've marked Abaye each time with this volcano shape, and we've also used a diagonal dashed underline under the expression omi'ikomidi, once again only to give a sense of structural balance. So we turn to the Gemara. Omar Rava, im timtza lomar sovar Rebbe, if you were to hold that Rebbe is of the opinion, machsheves oichlin shmo machshava, that what a person thinks or intends or designs with regard to the food that he is about to eat is considered a machshava. In other words, it's considered of having significance. This thought that he has is considered binding and of significance. Chishev le'oichlo ever. Looking at this bird that doesn't have a kezias to it, he intended, let us say, to eat it limb by limb. The ochlo kula, and he ended up eating it in its entirety, in complete. Chayov. Now, why are we focusing on Rebbe right now? Well, Rebbe was the one that said that if you eat the bird whole, so there is an exemption from Eiver Minachai, because a whole bird is not considered a limb. Rava is now adding, if you, however, plan to eat it limb by limb, so at the point that you had this machshava, the bird then, even though it's whole, is now viewed as in limb form, in other words, limb by limb. And then when it came to actuality, you ate it complete. So Rava wants to say that the fact that you had planned to eat it limb by limb, that makes it into basically a collection of Eiver Min Achai. All the limbs together, a bunch of different Eiver Min Achais. So that being said, that would generate Chiyuv. Omar, now, this same bird, let us say for someone else who didn't plan to eat it limb by limb, according to Rebbe, he would be exempt. Well, this raises Abaye's curiosity or question. Amalei Abaye, umi ikomidi, is there anything? The ilu ochil le acher lo mechayev, the ochil le hai mechayev. That the same bird, eaten whole, if someone else were to eat it, he wouldn't be in violation because of Shita's Rebbe, that something that's whole is not destined to be in limb form. And yet, when this guy, who had a plan to eat it in limbs and ate it whole, would be guilty. Omar Le, so Rava says, this isn't a function of, let's say, a double standard applied to different people, but rather, ze lefi machshavoso veze lefi machshavoso. There's a singular standard of halacha stated over here, and it simply says that each person is chayv according to the way he plans things. So there's a uniform halacha, and which says, according to the way you plan to eat it, that's how the halacha, that's how the law will view your actions. V'omar Rava, Intim Salomar, Savar Rav Elozer Ben Shimon Machsheves Ochlin Shmo Machshava. Now we focus on the other opinion in the source above. According to Rav Elozer Ben Shimon, he is the one that said that if you eat the bird in complete form, there is an Eiver Min Achai problem. Let us say, according to Rav Elozer Ben Shimon, if he were to hold that Machsheves Ochlin Shmo Machshava, that one's thoughts are considered binding, Chishev li'ochla mesa. This bird, let us say he intended to eat it dead. In other words, he is showing us that that while it's alive, he has no intention of eating it limb by limb. He's, as Rashi says, he's megaletas de b'chaya lo levoromoymedes. That while it's alive, it's not destined to be dismembered. So he intends to eat it dead. V'ochlo chayo, but in actuality, he ate it alive. Well, potter, according to Rava, the Tana, Rav Elozer Ben Shimon, would say that there is exemption. And all of that is because of your plan, the way you intended to eat it. Once again, if someone else who didn't have this intention would simply come along without having planned to eat it after it's dead, but just eating it whole, alive, without any other ideas, he would have been guilty of Eiver Min Achai. Omar Le Abaye, the same type of question Abaye asks on this. Umi ikomidi, is there anything, de'ilu ochile acher mechayev, if someone else would have eaten it without thinking about it, he would have been guilty, the ochil le hai potter, and this one who had the plan to eat it dead will be exempt because of his plan. Omar Le, Rava answers, like he answered before, ze lefi machshavosoi veze lefi machshavoso. Each person is according to the way he planned to eat it. And as we said before, this doesn't represent some type of double standard, but it's a uniform standard that says that one's guilt or innocence is based on his machshava. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a topic heading on the outside margin under the Nosei, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. We will see a controversy between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. B'mao ha-mokor shel iser bosur min achai. What is the source for the prohibition of eating meat that comes, that's ripped off a living animal? Lagabi mekoirosom shel eiver min achai or bosur min atrefa, regarding their sources for a limb, as opposed to flesh, but a limb from a living animal, or flesh eaten from a trefa, ein machlokes. There won't be any controversy regarding those two violations. Accompanying this sugya, we have provided a chart that you will notice on the bottom of the Gemara. We call it a tavla. We have a little star helping you to identify where this is. Before learning the Gemara itself, let us say a word about our chart, which will be essentially featured in the Gemara. You see, on the right-hand side of the chart, references to psukim, lo sochal, etc., and uboser besode, etc., the psukim are quoted in a more complete form in the Gemara itself. What does Rabbi Yochanan learn from these psukim, and what does Reish Lakish learn from these psukim? So when we look at the pasuk of lo sochal, we see that Rabbi Yochanan, whose name goes across the top along with Reish Lakish, so looking down the name columns, we see that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say that Lo Sochal teaches me that Aver Minachai is forbidden. Does this posuk of Lo Sochal Nefeshim Abosur, does it teach me anything else? So, according to Reish Lakish, yes, it teaches me concerning the prohibition of Bosar Minachai as well. As far as Bosar Minachai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is learned from another Pasuk. The next Pasuk cited, Ubosar Besodeh, where the Gemara quotes Ubosar Besodeh Trefa Lo Sochelu, that Pasuk, as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, that serves as the source for Bosar Min HaChai. Does this Pasuk teach us anything else? So, according to everybody, this Pasuk is the source for meat from a trefa, the prohibition of eating meat from a trefa. So as you can see by looking at the chart, as far as the source for Aver Min HaChai, everyone is in agreement. As far as the source for Bosar Min HaTrefa, everyone is in agreement. As far as the source for Bosar Min HaChai, that's a point of controversy. This whole analysis has bearing on the number of lashings a person would get in the event that he eats, let us say, two of these three different Averos, three different prohibitions. Let us turn to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Soichal HaNefeshim HaBosar, Ze Aver Menachai. From this pasuk of Loi Soichal, I learn the prohibition of eating Aver Menachai. Ubosar Besode Trefa Lo Sochelu. It should be pointed out that these psukim are in totally different sections of the Torah. The Lo Yisochal Pasuk is from Dvorim, and the Bosar Besode is from Sefer Shmois. This Pasuk teaches us, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ze Bosar Min HaChai, Ubosar Min HaTrefa. This is referring to meat ripped off a living animal, as well as meat from a trefa. Both of those being prohibited. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Lo Yisochal HaNefeshim HaBosar, this Pasuk, which was already quoted by Rabbi Yochanan, he says, this Pasuk teaches me two things. Not like Rabbi Yochanan's approach, where it taught me only one thing, but it teaches me, Ze Aver Min HaChai, Ubosar Min HaChai. The next Pasuk, Ubosar Besode Trefa Lo Sochelu, according to Reish Lakish, Ze Bosar Min HaTrefa. Therefore, Ochal Aver Min HaChai, Ubosar Min HaChai. Let us say a person ate both Aver Min HaChai and Bosar Min HaChai. As far as the sources for those offenses, Aver Min HaChai and Bosar Min HaChai, if you look at the chart, you'll notice, according to Rabbi Yochanan, these come from two separate psukim. As a result of that, L'Rabbi Yochanan Chayev Shtayim. Since they're two separate psukim responsible for each one of these two offenses, so two psukim generate two separate penalties. And if he did it knowingly, he would be chayev two separate sets of lashing. L'Reb Shimon ben Lachish, well, if you glance at the chart and you look at these two offenses, namely Eiver min Achai and Boser min Achai, according to Reish Lachish, they are both learned from the same pasuk. So, therefore, Eino Chayov Elo Achas. If he eats both of these things, Eiver min Achai and Boser min Achai, he will be guilty of only one offense. Another example. Ochal boser min achai uboser min atrefa. If a person ate meat from the living animal and meat from trefa, well, we ask ourselves, boser min achai and boser min atrefa, what is the source for these things? So, according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara goes on, L'Reb Shimon Lakish Chayav Shtayim, because if, and you can always look at the chart, according to Reish Lakish, Boser Min Achai is learned from the Lo Yisochal Pasuk. Boser Min Atrefa is learned from a different Pasuk, that's Boser Besodeh. And therefore, two separate offenses. The Reb Yochanan Eino Chayav Elo Achas. According to Reb Yochanan, he is said to be in violation of only one. And the reason for that is that if you you can again look at the chart, Boser Min Achai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Boser Min Atrefa are both learned from the same Pasuk, Boser Besodeh. One Pasuk for two offenses. That leads us only to one set of lashing. And now we have another example. Ochal Eiver Min Achai uBoser Min Atrefa L'Divrei HaKol Chayav Shtayim. If one ate Eiver Min Achai and Boser Min Atrefa, and once again, if you look at the chart regarding these things, Eiver Min Achai and Boser Min Atrefa, we pointed out there's no machlokes from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the sources for these things. These two offenses are learned from two separate psukim. And therefore, L'divrei HaKol, according to everyone, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Chayav Shtayim. He'll be guilty of two offenses. The continuation of this sugya continues with a challenge to this approach that the Gemara has taken, and it actually raises a seeming contradiction from within Reish Lakish's approach. Amir Tzosem, though, will pick up with this in our next shiur. So with this, we conclude our shiur for today.